It's 8 minutes past nine, and on the telephone with me this morning is Dr. Angela Hulse. Dr. Hulse is with excuse me, my throat. Cornerstone. Got something stuck in my throat. Help, doctor. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Hulse is with Cornerstone Family Health Center. My goodness. Okay, we're all right now. We got it.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Hulse from Cornerstone. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. It's nice to chat with you once again, too. Tis the season for Lyme disease.
Yes, it is. So Lyme disease is most prevalent in the summertime. It could happen at any time during the year, but they're most active in the summertime.
Let me ask you something. For people who may have COVID-19 and they they contract Lyme disease, is that like a double whammy on somebody?
Yeah. That would be terrible. It would be a difficult diagnosis to make unless you had something very obvious and tested positive for COVID as well, or if you had a bullseye rash, because sometimes Lyme is easy to miss, especially because the bullseye rash doesn't always occur in 100% of people. Usually it only occurs in about 75% of people. So, yeah, you could definitely have overlapping illnesses.
Well, if there's no circle, as you were talking about, how would one know if they actually have Lyme disease?
Oh, okay. So usually it'll go hand in hand with outdoor activity. Ticks like to live in grassy, wooded areas. So if you're out walking the dog, gardening, or hunting, you are more predisposed to getting Lyme disease. So you have to be really, really diligent. If you don't have an obvious, so if you get a tick bite, that is the most easiest correlation, to know if whether or not this may be Lyme, but a lot of times people don't even know if they have a tick bite. So the symptoms that usually are the earliest symptoms are fever, achiness, flu-like symptoms. You may feel joint pain. You may feel headache. And it would be nice if you had a bullseye rash, but that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, because then you would know that you have it and you can be treated. At least you know what you're treating at that point, right?
Right, exactly.
Ticks, as we know, as we were just talking about, transmit Lyme disease. What if you find a tick on yourself or your child? What's the best way to handle it?
Right. I think the most important thing for listeners to take away today is to feel confident in removing a tick from them. So they should go out and get a good pair of tweezers. And if they see a tick on them, they should feel confident in removing it themselves, because the longer the tick is on you, the more dangerous it becomes.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that. Really? Wow.
Yes. So if you take tweezers and go really close to the skin and pull directly outward, try not to twist.
Right.
Put the tick in a plastic bag, and then you could sort of decrease the rate of transmission of Lyme disease if that tick is infected. So you only have a nice window of opportunity, usually within 72 hours, before the tick gets engorged and the spirochete gets transmitted into your body. So it's important, within the first 36 to 72 hours, make sure that you get that tick off of you. Sometimes people will come in and say, I have a tick on me, and I realized it yesterday, but then wait the following day to come in. No, you should definitely feel confident in taking that tick off. And then we could always see you the next day or do telemedicine. We'll be happy to discuss what could potentially be done.
All right. Let me ask you a question. You provide, you at Cornerstone, okay, provide access to quality health care for all people, from what I understand. Now, this is also regardless of their insurance status or financial situation. Is this true?
Yes, that's one of the best things about Cornerstone, our mission statement. And because we're dedicated to providing quality health care for all patients without the ability, you don't have to have insurance in order to be seen. So especially with people who right now don't have a job, especially with different circumstances that may have occurred during the COVID pandemic, I think that they should feel safe in knowing that we're able to welcome back all patients and in a safe environment. We're following all the necessary protocols to keep you and your loved ones safe and healthy. And that's regardless of your ability to pay.
It is my understanding that you treat hypertension, diabetes, or other chronic illnesses, or even children who need immunizations so they don't put themselves at risk. Is this true?
Yes, it's really important, especially people who need to be seen in person to feel confident that they could come in at this time. Because if your child needs a vaccination, they need to be seen in person. If you do not need to be seen in person, we could always talk to you on the telephone or do a telehealth visit prior to you coming in to even see if you need to come in. We could do a lot of things via telemedicine these days, which is one of the best things that have evolved because of the COVID pandemic. We've become very savvy with telemedicine in expanding our services and making it convenient for patients to be seen by a doctor.
Please, please correct me if I'm wrong on this. Fewer childhood vaccines have been given during the COVID-19 pandemic. Is that true?
Yes, because parents were reluctant to come in because they didn't want to take the risk of getting COVID from someone, on the way there, or they just didn't feel confident about, you know, being in the environment with other people. So fewer childhood vaccinations have been given during the pandemic. This is true. So we do have a lot of catching up to do.
I guess so. Your Cornerstone Family Healthcare is, I believe, located in Cornwall, right?
We have several locations. We have one at 147 Lake Street. We have one in Middletown at 10 Benton. We have several offices. We extend all the way north to Binghamton.
Wow, that's awesome. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You know what? I just love that name. Cornerstone Family Health Center. It just got a great ring to it.
It does.
Oh, my goodness. Doctor, is there anything else that you would like to add to the interview?
I would like to say thank you so much for having me on today. Just give a shout out to all the moms in Orange County. If you have any questions about Lyme disease, please reach out to us, and we'll be happy to help you.
Lyme disease, as we all know it, is absolutely terrible. I have a lot of friends who have had a bout with Lyme disease along the way, and boy, I tell you, they've been so sick. It's nothing to joke about.
Right, and the best thing that you could do is stay in touch with your healthcare professional. There are prophylactic medications during the window period that we could give you to prevent you from getting full-blown Lyme.
Oh, that's good.
The most important thing is to reach out to us and do daily tick checks, develop a daily routine. First thing that you should do when you come inside after a day outside is to check your body and shower right after being outdoors within 2 hours. Studies will show that if you do routines and shower right after being outdoors, then the the incidence of Lyme disease will decrease. So check in the areas that are warm, the axilla, the armpits, the belly button, behind the knees, around the ears. And the nymphs are so tiny, they could be as small as a pepper flake. So just develop good habits and be safe.
Doctor, if someone wants to contact you, what is a phone number they can get you at?
Oh, well, you could call the main number. The main number is 845-563-8000. Sorry, 563, yeah, that's it. 563-8000.
All right, great. Doctor, thank you for taking the time to chat with us and bring up all those good points that we should all know about Lyme disease, that's for sure.
Thank you, Van. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Doctor, you have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Stay safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.